Hello and welcome to my third podcast. Today's topic will be when and how to cleanse yourself. This topic came up due to many individuals who contact me pretty much on a daily basis and ask me, Alexandra, I'm not feeling well. Is this spiritual? Is this medical? I'm confused. I don't know. So then investigation is done through divination reading, and it's either medical or it's spiritual. Now, I'm not a physician, so therefore I cannot give medical advice, but I can certainly give you spiritual advice. Now, if it is medical, please do not wait until your problem becomes dire to the point where you might end up in the hospital. Go see your physician. If you are on medication, make sure that your medication is thoroughly looked into. Make sure you're not having any adverse reactions, side effects, because there are many medications these days that create tremendous side effects that can be confused for a spiritual attack. And I'll give you one example: heart palpitation, anxiety, and panic attack. So when that occurs, I can respect the fact that someone may come to me and say, Alexandra, I need to have this investigated. Is this a spiritual issue? So with that being said, let's talk about numerous options as to how you can cleanse yourself using spiritual methods, using the elements, and how you can help yourself create a healthy, spiritual, hygienic vibration around you. I personally do not like to shed blood, so therefore sacrifices of animals do not exist in my practice. However, I know that there are individuals out there in many different practices that use that method, but I cannot speak for them. On my end, what I use is the elements. I use fire, I use water, I use air, and I use earth. Fire cleansing is a very strong method that is used to cut and break many spiritual attacks. Just as spiritual baths, the water element, is used to cleanse and remove. So whether you are doing a bath on yourself or you're doing a floor wash in your home, the waters are very, very important, especially when you use the appropriate herbs. Then there are air cleansing, where there are methods used with smoke and the actual wind outside. This is more for advanced practitioners. And then you have herbal cleansing, where you bundle the herbs and you basically whisk the herbs on the body and you basically grab the negativity onto the herbs and then you dispose of the herbs. Whatever it may be, they all work in numerous ways and in wonderful ways. Now, the question at hand is, which element is strongest within you? When you know which element walks the strongest with you, that can become your greatest shield. Meaning, if, let's say, hypothetically speaking, the wind was very strong for me, I would use smoke, I would use the earth element, which is obviously taking the earth, earthly herbs, and then combining it by putting it on fire, which also I'm using fire, but I am also using the air element. Or I can simply go outside and call upon the winds and use that energy to cleanse myself. That's the air element. You see, I actually gave you a little secret where I use three elements in one. Let's say I use the sage bundle. You are literally using fire, earth, and air. And those three elements will help you remove negativity. But going back to topic, if, let's say, the water element is strongest with you, then the spiritual baths will become your best friend. Soaps, spiritual soaps, those would be phenomenal for cleansing yourself. So you have many options. Now the question is, how often? It depends. It depends. If you are in a spiritual warfare, you will find yourself cleansing yourself more often. If you have become a victim and a person decided that they're going to attack you, you're going to find yourself wanting to cleanse yourself as often as possible to remove that negativity. There are those that will do it once a month, once a week, twice a week, twice a month, whatever it may be. Every individual is different, and their spiritual energy and vibration and their tolerance is different. So the question is, know yourself. How often? If you need to be cleansing yourself every day for a period of time, don't be afraid to do that. Don't be lazy. Do it. And if you are having issues, then you must speak to someone that knows what they are doing so that they can help you. Because it goes beyond. We may have to use five elements. And let me explain what that means, where we use the four earthly elements and then spirit to cleanse. So it depends what you're going through, and it depends what method you use, but there are numerous ways of cleansing yourself. And again, you know yourself. If you are not feeling well, then that means that you need to be on it more often and taking care of your spiritual hygiene. Just as you cleanse your body, you should cleanse your home. Because those energies harbor where you live and sleep and eat and work if you are one of those that work at home. So be sure to cleanse your home, cleanse your floors. Make sure that your home is tidy and clean, because in a clean home, you have more positive energy flow. And then your body, your mind, your spirit, cleansing your head for positive thoughts. So with that being said, if anyone is stuck, if you are having issues and are finding yourself in a position where you cannot bypass the things that you have been doing are not working, I do have my website listed on my podcast. You can contact me there and book a reading, so that we can look further and investigate to see how we can help you. Now, this is my third episode, and so far it has been a joy. If you have any suggestions for topics that you'd like me to discuss, feel free to drop me a note. You may email me and give me a suggestion. I would like to keep this podcast open to all spirituality. Open to everyone, which means that my topic of conversation will not be directed specifically to one practice and one way. It will be open to all, and everyone can utilize this information to use it to their best capacity. So on that note, I thank you for listening to me once again, and I will be uploading a video once a week with a different topic, and I look forward to it. Have a blessed evening.